الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that of those who do not or listen to the advices which are given by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and in that three categories were made. One is those people who don't listen at all, who don't go for the hidayah, don't listen to a bayan. Children don't go to a madrasa, parents don't send them, so they are not at all interested. The second is those people who do go, but they don't take any lesson. They just go for the sake of going, or we just send our children, but not that the change comes in their life. They don't take a lesson from there. They just go and they just learn. So that is good at one level, but it should be that a change comes in their life. We come to a bayan, for example, and we just listen, but we don't bring a change in our lives. We read a kitab, but we just read it for the sake of reading it. We don't take any lesson from it. And that is all because there is no fear of Allah Ta'ala, no fear of our maut, our qabr, how our maut will come, what our life in the qabr will be, Qiyamah's day, etc. So now after explaining all that details from the beginning of the surah, then we come to the highlight of the surah, the main topic and the main theme of the surah, and that is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. بِيشَكْ بَلَا هُوَا أُسْكَى جُوْ سَوَارَى. Undoubtedly that person has become successful. Falah in the Arabic language is such a comprehensive word that takes in it all types of success. Dunya success, akhirat success, every success is in there. And Allah says, oh, that person will get all this success who has made tazakkah, who has made tazkiyah, who has purified himself. And this purification, according also to the Arabic grammar, it isn't that a person can do it himself, but he has to have somebody who does it for him. Tazkiyah cannot be done by oneself, it has to be done for him by somebody. So that person who makes this tazkiyah purifies himself, and that purification, we can look at it from different angles. One is the purification of the heart. Heart must be clean. And that is the most important, that the heart of a person is clean. The heart, our sincerity in the heart, that our direction is to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we do is only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and we just do it for akhirah, for our success. This dunya, when a person does his tazkiyah, he realizes dunya is just a temporary abode. It is just his passing phase. Just like a person needs a ship to cross the sea. And the ship is not his object. His destination is somewhere else. But this dunya is also just like our transport. But unfortunately, the non-Muslims are the non-Muslims. But we, even as Muslims, Allah forgive us, we have made this dunya our object. And we just want all the goodness of this dunya. And till then, a person can never find this peace and tranquility unless he has made akhirat his object. And he realizes this dunya is only a passing phase. And this dunya must be used for akhirat, not just for this dunya's sake. So the heart's purity is most important. Then purity of our practices, all our amal, our namaz, all our practices, all that is very, very important. Purity of the body, starting from istinja. How many of us, we have to think and ponder of this also, is my istinja also correct? And istinja is not just splashing some water. And the proper, when a person, we haven't made this our niyat still to purify ourselves. So therefore, we don't even think of it. Istibra means to make sure that no urine drops come afterwards. And for that, in the days of the past, or even if today we can, we use this mud clots. and in order that absorbs, otherwise tissue paper, but that also to make sure that the last drops have come out, and then not just to splash some water, but to make sure that that impurity is washed away properly. We can say that how much we are going on the western lines, that urinals have become common even in Saudi Arabia. That is not our way whatsoever, where a person can't make even his istinja properly, then what is his namaz and everything else? And in the same way, our number two also, those people who only use tissue paper, that is just polishing their back, nothing, they're not cleaning it, it's only water that can clean it, and it has to be done properly, not just a step test job, just in and out of the toilet, but our istinja also must be correct. So those of us who haven't even made niyat of this purity, we're just carrying on day to day our lives, then how are we going to get this success which Allah Ta'ala is promising? And then our wuzu has to be done properly. How many of us may be a bit careless? Our ankles get left out. Our elbows get left out of being washed properly. So to do our wuzu properly, our ghusl must be done properly. And that also, there are details that our ghusl also is done properly. When that purification is done, then we can expect the other things. And there is much, much more detail. Our akhlaq, our character also has to be purified. And then not only purification, but to reach the sublime, the very high peaks, with regard to our tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala, with regard to our ibadat, our namaz, as in this ayat, also it refers to namaz. And namaz also, every other action of our lives, of our deen and our dunya's lives are connected with namaz. But how our namaz, we have, how there is no concentration. When we start our namaz, when we end our namaz, which is how the outward postures of our namazes are still not right also, and then our concentration, that is still very far from there. So all these things have to, a proper first, a person must make niyat that I want to purify, which Allah is speaking about, and which this whole surah and the whole Quran Sharif discusses, all that to come into our lives, we have to make a niyat, irada. And from irada, what is called a murid, not necessarily a murid of a sheikh, but murid of Allah, that I want to fulfill, and I want the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be pleased with me. For that, we have to use the means in order to reach there. So this is an absolute essential path for all of us also. Then we can get that success which we want. We don't think of that path, we don't follow it, and that is the condition of the, of us, those who are trying to make their five times namaz. What about the other people who don't even make niyat of coming to the masjid, who don't make niyat of anything? So then how are we going to get the success which Allah Ta'ala is speaking about? And we worried of the problems that we are facing individually, in a family, in a community, the ummah at large. It is when we make our intention that we want to correct ourselves, and we choose the correct path, that is when this correction will come and the success will come. May Allah give us this understanding. It is absolutely essential, and that we at least start with worrying of purifying ourselves spiritually, physically, inwardly, outwardly. This purification is absolutely essential. And if we reach our death and we did not make even the niyat of purifying ourselves, what will be our condition there? Then when we die, we'll be in the qabr. May Allah guide us, have mercy upon us, forgive us, and guide us to righteousness.